And I just don't think it's a good idea to talk about feminism on a first date. Not if I want a second date. I know I'm being paranoid, but I'm just not ready to take the risk. So I send my friend Steve out to interview some men, while I stay in the background pretending to be his assistant. I figure they'll be more comfortable talking to another guy.
What do you think a feminist is?
I think I'm ignorant.
Do you know any women who would call themselves feminists?
None.
What do you think feminists are?
Lesbians.
A lesbian.
Yeah. First of all, they got their amendment passed in 1920. Why are they still bitching about female rights?
They're getting everything that we get, and they think they're getting not equal pay and everything, but there's a lot of high top officials and everything. There are women now, so.
Probably militant, angry women trying to get their way in the world.
What I think a feminist is?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to just go with the lesbian thing.
You can silence a woman by calling her a lesbian today. We thought we could get rid of that stuff and say, you know, lesbians are just two steps away from any other woman who doesn't want to take orders from a man. We're all lesbians, or we're all anti-man, or we all hate children, which I find quite remarkable. I've been told to my face that we all hate children. When I have a child, I'm told we hate men. When I'm married for 38 years and I have friends who are feminists who are like me, and we're told we don't exist.
Would you ever call yourself a feminist?
No, I guess a feminist to me would be like a woman that believes in women's rights, I guess. That's what it is to me.
But you wouldn't identify yourself as one?
No.
Do you think there's a need for feminism?
No, sir, I don't think so. I think the Bible states very clear that man is the head of a household.
I support women that know what they want, and go after what they want. As a matter of fact, if there's anyone out there, my name is Anthony, and I live in New York, and you can find me here every day.